Welcome to Why I Love, the podcast where we explore one simple but powerful truth. Before we can truly love others, we must first learn to love who we are. In a world filled with noise, distraction, and division, this is a space to slow down, reconnect, and rediscover the deeper purpose of our lives. Inspired by the timeless words to love your neighbor as yourself, we explore stories, ideas, and practices that remind us why love begins within. Today, we're trying something gentle and practical I call the Mirror Prayer, a 7-question, 5-minute practice that helps reframe the inner voice and turns that healing into small acts of reaching out. Over the next 25 minutes, I'll walk you through the steps, share a short story about how this practice began for me, and give you 3 neighborly actions to pair with the inner work. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey. Here's the big question I want to sit with for a moment. Why does our inner voice so often lead with criticism instead of kindness? And what does that do to our capacity to love others? When our first thought is a judgment about our looks, our mistakes, our worth, we bring that guarded, scarcity-driven heart into every conversation, every act of help, every attempt to connect. If the well inside us is dry, our neighbor gets a stingy offering. What would change if our first instinct toward ourselves was curiosity instead of condemnation? I'll never forget a small, awkward morning that nudged this whole practice into being. I was brushing my teeth, half asleep, when I caught a glimpse of myself in the bathroom mirror and thought, "You look tired. You're behind. You're not enough." The list was petty and old, and I remember feeling the air go out of the room. Instead of moving on, something in me asked, "What if I answered that voice differently?" So I stood there, toothbrush in hand, and asked myself a simple question out loud. "What do you need to hear right now?" It felt strange. I laughed at myself. But the next thing I said was, "You're trying your best. You're allowed to be human." That tiny, awkward sentence loosened something. It didn't fix everything, but it started a gentle shift, treating my inner critic like a neighbor who needed patience rather than an enemy to defeat.
This mirror prayer is built from that moment. It's 7 questions you can ask aloud or in silence, each one designed to surface a truth, offer a gentle correction to harsh self-talk, and invite a tiny outward action that connects the healing inside to someone outside your door. Before we begin the list, take a breath and let your shoulders drop. Question 1. What do I most need to hear right now? Say it simply. You are seen. Paired action. Send 1 sentence of encouragement to someone you know. A text, an email, a quick voice note. Question 2. What part of me feels most afraid or ashamed? Name it, and then say, "I'm here with you." Paired action. Notice someone who looks nervous today and offer a smile or a word of ease. Question 3. What am I holding myself to that I wouldn't ask of someone I love? Answer honestly, and then say, "It's okay to be gentle with me." Paired action. Forgive a small mistake in another person when kindness would be simpler than correction. Question 4. What strength is quietly working beneath my doubt? Speak it aloud, even a single word like resilient or steady. Paired action. Acknowledge a strength you see in a neighbor or coworker. Question 5. What truth does this fear try to hide? Let the truth be short and real. I care deeply. Paired action. Offer to listen to someone for 5 minutes without offering advice. Question 6. What would I say to my younger self right now? Be tender. Paired action. Do 1 small practical kindness for someone who likely needs it. Bring a coffee. Hold a door. And finally, question 7. How will I let this love move outward today? Commit to 1 simple act and speak it out. I will show up. Paired action. Follow through on that 1 small neighborly deed.
Why these pairs? Because inward tenderness without outward action can become self-absorption, and outward service without inner health can become burnout.
The mirror prayer balances both, a quick inner repair that leads directly to a small, doable act of care. You don't need a long devotion to be kind. You need a consistent ritual. Make this 5 minutes in the morning, or a minute before a difficult conversation. If the questions feel too raw, try them silently or write them down. If any question stirs deep pain, pause and reach out to a trusted friend, mentor, or professional. This practice is gentle, not a substitute for support when you need it.
Here are three neighborly actions you can scale by courage. 1. The gentle step. Send a single sentence of encouragement to someone who's been on your mind. 2. The listening step. Offer 5 uninterrupted minutes to a person who needs to be heard. 3. The brave step. Reach out to someone you've avoided, not to fix them, but to say, "I miss you," or "Can I come by?" Start with the gentle step this week. If that lands, try the listening step next week. The brave step may require prayer, preparation, or a trusted friend beside you. Over time, these small steps become the outward echo of the mirror prayer, proof that loving yourself changes how you love others.
Now, a short reflection moment. Find a mirror if you can. Even a window will do. Or simply close your eyes. I'll speak one of the questions and give you a moment to hold it. What do I most need to hear right now? Breathe in. Let the answer surface without judgment. If you're with a mirror, look softly at your own eyes and say the phrase you need. If not, name it inwardly. When you're ready, open your hands and write down one insight or one small action you'll take in the next 24 hours. If strong emotions arise, be kind to yourself, pause, and seek support if needed.
At the heart of today's mirror prayer is a simple truth. Inward tenderness fuels outward compassion. When we speak to ourselves with patience and truth, we aren't turning inward to hide. We're filling a cup so we can offer what we have. Start small. Be curious about your inner voice. Pair your answers with one tiny action toward a neighbor. Over time, those small acts become a way of life. Love who you are and watch the world change.
Thank you for joining me on Why I Love. If this episode moved you, try the mirror prayer this week and share your experience with someone. Subscribe to the show so you don't miss future practices and stories. If this landed, tell a friend. And if you try a brave neighborly step, consider sending us a note about what happened. Until next time, love who you are and watch the world change. Love within, love without. Let's begin the journey.